Welcome everybody to Shara Bitochen Part 7. Just continuing on the theme of the previous audio about the first reason upon which someone trusts somebody, when they know that somebody loves them, when we realize that Hashem truly loves us, that is the first reason based on which we fully put our Bitochen in Him, we put our trust in Him. Just to continue on the same theme and share with you perhaps a good time of the day to think about this concept, that Hashem really loves us, and based on that we can trust Him. And this is something that the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained based on that passage in Tanya, which we mentioned previously, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Alav. And he says like this: we know the halacha, that when a person wakes up in the morning, we're supposed to say, Moida ani lefanecha, melech chai v'kayom, shechazarta b'nishmasi b'chem lo rabba emunasecha. We thank Hashem for giving us back our neshama, Bechemla, with great mercy. Why do we say this line? So we know that in olden times, in ancient times, when they would wake up in the morning, they would actually make a bracha, they would make a blessing. Like the Gemara says, that they would make a blessing, a lekai neshama, that we actually say later in the brachas, in the morning blessings, they would make that bracha in bed. However, when the generations went lower, and when we wake up in the morning, we're impure, and our hands might have touched places which render them impure. Therefore, we no longer can make a bracha until we wash negel vasa, until we wash natilas yadayim, until we wash our hands. Only then we can make a bracha. But we want to thank Hashem right away. So therefore, we say a line, Moida ani lefanecha, which does not contain any one of God's names, any one of Hashem's names. And therefore, we can say it even with unclean hands. And later, once we wash our hands, we say a lekai neshama. So he asks a question, I don't understand, why can't we wait 5 minutes? Why do we have to, the second we wake up in bed, we need to say Moidani? Why can't we get up, wash our hands, and make the blessing the way we're supposed to? Why do we, so to speak, suffice with saying a line which doesn't have Hashem's name, it's not really the best way of doing it, it's only because we have unclean hands, that's why we say it. Why don't we just wash our hands and then make the proper bracha? Like we do anyway. So why do we have this whole idea of Moidani? So he says, he explains like this. The truth is, Moida Ani is more of a reaction than an obligation. Of course, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Jewish code of law. But the truth is, by a Yid, it's actually a reaction. He says, when a Yid wakes up in the morning, and as it says in Shulchan Aruch, the first thing you should do in the morning, even before you say Moida Ani, is think about Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says that I place Hashem before me constantly. The same idea that we brought from Tanya, that Vihine Hashem Nitzav Alav, that Hashem is standing right next to your bed. You need to think that Hashem has given up everything. He set aside all of His other business, so to speak, in Olam HaSalyonim, in the higher worlds, in the Malachim, in the spiritual beings. And He's giving His attention to you, His creation, His child. When a person, when a Yid thinks that, they can't even wait till they wash their hands. It just comes out of their mouth, Moida ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me back my neshama with such love, with such chemla, with such compassion. In the morning when we wake up, our first thoughts is what sets the tone of the day. If we want to internalize this first idea from the Chovos HaLevavos, upon which Bitochen is based, that we know that Hashem loves us, the good time to think about that, it's always a good time to think about, but the good start would be the first thing in the morning. When we wake up in the morning, think that Hashem is standing right by your bed. He's set aside everything else that may be very lofty and spiritual, very ruchnistic, very holy, very kaddish. He set it all aside to give His entire attention to you. He gave you back your neshama, bechemla, with mercy. When a Yid feels that, they can't even wait till they wash their hands to make a bracha, out of their mouth comes Moida Ani. When we say Moida Ani, that is a great time to take pepnimius, to internalize this idea that Hashem truly loves us, and based on that, when we know that He truly loves us, says the Chovos HaLevavos, when you know that somebody loves you, you put your trust in Him. Have a wonderful day.